425, it is Gamble and Ash, Sports 620 KTAR on this 10th day of December, 2009. It is another edition of Twitter Talk Thursday with Jared Dudley, 619. The Suns forward joins us every Thursday at 425 to kind of break down what's happening with the Suns, talk about Twitter, talk about what's happening in his world, and he was recently nominated the MVT of the NBA. Most valuable Twitter by Hoops Hype. Did you know that?
I knew that.
That's good, man. Top dog, baby.
No love for Gambo and Ash, though. I mean, we started this. He's at like 8,000. Now he's up to 11,500. The numbers keep flying ever since we started this. And where's the love? Where's the appreciation? Where's the respect factor?
Hey, I owe all my success to y'all guys.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, you know what happened 1 year ago today?
I made my debut versus Orlando.
That's right. The Phoenix Suns and Charlotte came up with the trade, and you were here, and you became a Phoenix Sun. Been a good year for you, hasn't it?
Man, it's been a great year, man. Hope it can get better.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to be in Charlotte right now, would you?
I would not.
Yeah, it's cold. Not that it's not, because it's kind of chilly here, but it's like really cold over there.
Forget the cold. You're on a good basketball team. You've got a great point guard around you. You've got a system that allows you to do your thing. You've got a city that has kind of taken you in and respected the way you play. That, I mean, forget how cold or not cold or if you're by the beach or not by the beach. As far as basketball is concerned, this was the best move for Jared Dudley.
Couldn't agree even more.
We are visiting with Jared Dudley, 619, here on Sports 620 KTAR as we talk a little bit about everything going on with the Phoenix Suns as the Suns in the month of December struggling a little bit. And Jared, we talked about this month of December, and we talked about how important this month was going to be for you guys because of the tough schedule, the nature of the schedule ahead of you. And so far it's been tough. I know you guys wish you had the Knicks game back, but you've played Cleveland, you played the Lakers, you played Dallas, all three of those games on the road. And it doesn't get much easier in the next few weeks. You still got, you know, San Antonio and Denver and Orlando and Cleveland again. And this is a tough stretch for you guys, isn't it?
Definitely tough. It's definitely tough for us. As you know, Orlando tomorrow night. Good thing is we're at home. A lot of those tough games like Cleveland, L.A. on back-to-backs. But, hey, that's the part of the NBA. We got to protect home court. We're undefeated at home. And we, like you said, we got, you know, after that we go on another back-to-back to Denver, which is tough to play. Back home to San Antonio. Hey. This is what you got to love, though. You know, you want to play against the best, and this is a big month for us. So if we can just keep our head above water, man, you know, January, February, March is going to look pretty good for us.
You know, there's no moral victories in the NBA. You know, you guys, you know, you played well against Dallas. I don't think there's a big gap between you and Dallas. But the bottom line is you lost the game. You had this that frenetic comeback at the end to try and make a game of it, and then Jason Terry made a really smart play by missing that free throw and forcing Amari to throw it the length of the court. But how did you guys feel after that game? Did you feel, were you down because you lost, or did you have, were you kind of like, you know, moral victory because you proved that you could play with one of the better teams in the West on their home court?
Yeah, I mean, I don't believe in moral victories, but I thought you rather lose like that, me personally, than get blown out. When you're on the road, when you have opportunities to win, and then when you go back and look at the film, like, hey, man, if I could just do this more. And when you break down the Laker game, man, there's a lot more you could do. There's so much you could do. That game is, hey, it's a play here, play there. It's you know, it's 2-3 minutes where, hey, we didn't really box out, or it's 2-3 minutes where we took bad shots. And you can kind of assess the game, but I think that we played well. We had an opportunity to win, and when you're on the road playing against an elite team, that's all you can ask for.
Jared Dudley, 619, Twitter Talk Thursday here on Sports 620 KTAR. I guess there's like a new door that needs to be put in at the practice facility or something, right? So, man, what the heck happened there?
Robin Lopez put his foot to it, huh?
Robin Lopez got a little upset last night or yesterday after practice, slammed the door open, it shattered. I mean, what do you guys? I know the team's not real thrilled about it, and he's going to have to pay for it, and there's going to be an undisclosed fine his way. I mean, is that something you guys bust his chops about? Is that a problem?
Definitely.
I mean, what is it?
We're definitely going to bust his chops. We're going to have fun with it. You know, especially when it's after practice playing 3-on-3. You know, he's never done that in the game or off the court. I just think that, you know, all these guys are competitive, and you know, he's still young and stuff is going on. And, you know, let's just call it how it is. He probably had a little temper, obviously, you know, and kicking a glass door. I bet you he could wish he could redo that, but, hey, he did it. We're going to bust his chops a little bit longer, and then we'll move on.
We got a kick the other day. We were watching a video, I guess, that Amari and Nash made when they were in the airport about you know, using the urinal and going on it, and I'm sure they had a lot of fun doing that. You guys into that stuff, putting some videos together? I know you like to do that, right?
Oh, man, we're all into that, man. We got too many comedic people on our team, man. We got too many funny guys, you know what I mean? There's more videos to come. I mean, Steve has a lot of ideas. I got a couple of ideas I'm trying to do. And with our guys, you know, Mari, everybody's into it. And when you have a team that everybody likes each other, they don't mind doing it, don't mind watching it. And that was real funny, man.
Yeah, seriously, that video with Amari and Steve, and if people haven't seen, I think it's called like Toilet Humor on YouTube or something. I posted it on my Facebook. But, man, I mean, literally, they just come up with this stuff, right? And it's just, and I think a lot of it's some inside jokes, but, and Steve has done a lot of that. Remember the Baron Davis thing, him and Baron, and like the stepbrothers spoof of a year ago or something where they're goofing around on the beach. And, I mean, that is classic. You do the Twitter cribs, and I know you want to do Twit My Ride, right, or something like that, Tweet My Ride?
Yes.
Whose car first?
We're going to do Robin Lopez's car because, he got a bootleg car, like a 1985 Toyota or something.
Now, what is wrong with that guy? Seriously, what's wrong with Robin?
A 1985
Toyota?
He's
got a 1985 Toyota. The dude looks like Encino Man. You need to take Robin Lopez and create like three Twitter shows, Jared, and you could do, you know, Twit My Ride or Tweet My Ride or whatever. Okay, you could do that. Then you could go Extreme Twitter Makeover and give him like a haircut and a shave and stuff like that, right? I'm on to something. Then bust his new crib out, do Twitter cribs. You could have three shows in one with just Robin Lopez.
He could, you know, and what I'm waiting for is to him have like a career night, like at 15 and 10, the storyline Robin Lopez kicks the door and kicks the magic at the same time. We throw it on Twitter.
I got another one because I listen to Robin sometimes and I kind of question how he ever got into Stanford. You could do this, Jared.
That's
Are you Twitter than a fifth grader? How about that? I mean, I'm helping you here, dog.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Are you Twitter than a fifth grader? I like it. See?
Yeah.
And have Robin Lopez. I'll take the fifth grader.
Hey, he's a smart guy now.
That's right. What I said. He went to Stanford. He's got to be kind of smart,
right?
He's
7 feet tall. He went to Stanford. That's why he went to Stanford.
Hey, did you see that kid from Kentucky last night? Did you watch any college hoops?
I did watch him.
How good is that kid?
I think he's the number one pick.
Number
one pick.
Yeah.
But then you go with track record. You go with Kyle Parry, who, man, you had Evans, Tyreek Evans. You got my man Derrick Rose. He had Don Wagner. He's an NBA coach at the college level. He plays an NBA-style offense, and he basically promotes his stars. And you rarely see that in this college basketball. So if you ever hear of an interview he does, he says John Wall's name 10 to 20 times. He promotes them. He knows he's a one-and-done type player. And that's why these top recruits will continue to go there.
Speaking of those guys, we got Derrick Rose sent us his jersey. So did Tyreek Evans and Rajon Rondo and Steph Curry and Carmelo Anthony. Next week's our big charity event. We've loaded up on the jerseys. You going to bring a Jared Dudley jersey down for a couple minutes?
I'm bringing it through. I'm always stopping by. It's Wednesday, right? Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday, baby. You going to come by with who?
I'm coming by. I'm going to try to bring one of my other teammates. Try to bring you guys a couple jerseys. I'm going to come through.
Awesome. Yeah, we're there from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. We'll work out a time. We'll get you over there. We got a great collection of NBA jerseys. Just Kevin Durant. We got some phenomenal stuff. Paul Gasol from the Lakers. So we got a lot of great stuff as we help out the firefighters and the police officers in this community. So we appreciate your help. Hey, a lot of talk this last week about whether a woman could play in the NBA at some point. David Stern kind of said, you know what, I think it could happen. A lot of other players like LeBron said, definitely not in the next 10 years. Do you think at any point, and I don't know if you've been to see Taurasi play because she's a great player. Do you think at any point we'll see a woman play in the NBA?
Do I think? Me, honestly, I'm not saying anything. I'm going to say no. And if you don't believe me, ask Taurasi if she thinks she could play. Now, obviously, being probably a competitive person, you're going to say yes. If it ever does happen, I was talking to Steve Nash about it. It would have to be a point guard.
Right.
Because no bigs are going to be able to do it, no wings, too athletic. It's going to have to be a fast point guard, and she's going to have to be able to shoot the rock, and she's going to be able to have to, you know, just be extremely fast. Now, do I think that will happen? No. For one, just the barriers to break, it's eventually going to happen. We got a black president. We got so much going on. It's going to happen probably. We had a, you know, a woman ref. I just think that, man, she better be a LeBron, and Lisa Leslie might have a baby, and it better be, it better be her.
That is exactly right. I'm right there with you, Jared. It ain't happening. And you know what? Diana Taurasi plays more like a dude than anyone I've ever seen in my life, and that's a compliment. I mean, she's got sick game, and she cannot even – I mean, she could make a basket in an NBA game, but she couldn't play an NBA game because she can't guard – a point guard or a two guard because she's not big and strong enough. And you mentioned the bigs, like Candace Parker's ridiculous, but she's what, 6'5", you know, 6'6", trying to play post? It works against the women, but that wouldn't work against the guys. So there is no way. I'm right there with you. I'm glad you said that. And you don't have to be politically correct. It's just the truth.
Yeah, I mean, David Stern, you got to say that. You know, that's how we sell in the NBA, anyone, anywhere throughout the whole country, you've got to do that. But realistically, man, it's not gonna happen. Not while I'm playing. I don't believe. If it does, hey, more power to her.
Right, Jared Dudley 619. You guys follow him on Twitter, and you can follow Gambo and Ash on Twitter as well. Gambo 620, Ash 620, and you follow Jared Dudley 619. He's giving away stuff. You're looking for a way to give away your jersey on Christmas Day. You got tickets all the time. You got Twitter cribs. It's all happening. You got Lou Amundsen's house. Is that coming up? Did I read?
Coming up. I'm gonna do it on Sunday. If you look at my Twitter now, I was on the cover of Scottsdale Health. Go check it out on my Twitter. You can see all that and a new video I just posted.
All right, that's good stuff. Jared Dudley, 619, Twitter Talk Thursdays. Jared, as always, appreciate the time. We'll talk next Thursday, but we'll see you next Wednesday at the event, and we appreciate you helping us out with our charity. All right, man?
Perfect, man. Thanks a lot. I'll be there.
All right, that's Jared Dudley.